2 at the sweltering Guardec.
Welcome to day 2. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, really, it's half of day 2, isn't it?
Just gloss over the fact that okay. It's technically halfway through day 3. Right, this is day 2.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got a couple of interviews for you, as promised.
And we've got, of course, we've got an overview. Who are we going to interview?
The Internet's Ted Hagar is going to be dropping in.
What about that lovely chap, Edward Hervey?
I've got a lot more respect. I mean, I had a lot of respect for him before, but the work that he did last night, I've got a lot of respect for.
Yes.
Not as much respect as Aaron Bokova, though, I have to say. The glorious Aaron Bokova, who you may remember we interviewed yesterday, has now committed a patch to Banshee that specifically excludes your music if it's called Jono's World of Metal.
Bastard. The thing that's bad about... Well, there's a number of wrong things about this scenario, okay?
There are no wrong things about this scenario. It's magnificent. Paul Cooper, Jono's boss, who requested it so he doesn't have to listen to a load of XXX Maniac shite in the office.
Bastard. No, I mean, yeah, Hagar and Cooper put him up to that. I thought they were joking when he said he'd done it.
No, it's submitted.
It's in Gnome CVS. If you want to go off to cvs.gnome.org and look at the Banshee project and look at the latest changelogs, 1.5.10 or something, then it specifically says exclude anything with the word Jono in the title from DAP servers because Jono has no taste.
Now, Jono's of
which
the world.
Which is completely accurate.
It is completely accurate.
Aye. Shut up, trans boy.
You shouldn't be calling people names.
Why? That was a very neat segue.
It was a very neat segue. We were sitting there having dinner yesterday, right? There's me and Jono and Matt Garrett and Matt Garrett's filthy girlfriend and loads
That's
of other
Jono's
people.
Sister of metal you're talking about there.
Jono's sister of metal.
Incidentally, that was Ack who said that. That wasn't me. Garrett's going to kill you, basically.
Oh no, I'm terrified of the Matt Garrett. Yes, I am.
He will kill you with his weedy powers.
So we're sitting there having dinner, and this guy walks up trying to sell us some sunglasses, and Jono says, "No thanks, we don't want any." And the guy looks at Jono and said, "Shut up, Alibaba."
Which we all found hysterical.
Yeah, I thought it was well funny. Definitely.
You look like Alibaba. Shut up, Alibaba.
Didn't you do a blog post about it?
I did. I have a beautiful picture of Alibaba on my website now.
You've got two, really, haven't you?
Can we move swiftly on?
Should we get on with the show?
Let's get on with it. So, day 2, still at Guardec.
Yep. How have you...
Well, we're not going to go home, are we, after day 1?
Yeah. Went to Guardec. Went home afterwards.
Yeah, we only stayed for one
Flew
day.
Flew to Spain.
It was
shit. Did one air dart. Quite
I feel like some kind of bingo call when I'm holding this microphone. All the twos, 22.
Well, we could talk about the morning section, but I don't really think that we could we? Because we weren't here.
We were all unconscious after the massive Fluendo beach party.
Props must go out to Fluendo for not only, obviously, they provided loads of beer for everyone, but it was a really good event. It was great.
Stood on a beach with sand between my toes, drinking free beer, surrounded by just geeks.
It was just technically
superb people.
It was amazing, wasn't it? I mean, it was such a good night.
It was, and I'm now sitting here with my free Fluendo cap, which is rather cool.
They've got the thing is they've got a real presence. I mean, they had a presence last year, but this year it's like much bigger. But then again, I think they've employed a lot more people now.
They're
really growing.
I'd say they've probably doubled in size since last year.
I mean, it's cool. And speaking of Fluendo, Aidan and I went to the G-Streamer talk yesterday.
Yeah, G-Streamer Bling.
G-Streamer Bling, and wow.
There was two good things about that, I think.
Thing number one. Let's look at thing number one.
Thing number one. My laptop does AIGNX!
Which I would point out has got fuck all to do with G-Stream, because you happen to be sitting next to Mirko Muller.
But during there, while they were talking about all that network synchronization stuff, which was great, I actually enabled AIGNX on my laptop, and it works brilliantly, and I'm getting some compies loving.
But for those of you who actually went to the talk, or want to know what actually happened in the talk, and for those of you who don't set up AIGNX...
during the talk.
In talks. They basically,
I saw the important bit at the end.
They basically were demonstrating how... GStreamer can sync things over the network.
Brilliant, wasn't it? Yeah.
And what they did is they had a video on Andy Wingo's laptop.
Yeah.
And everyone downloaded like a 30 or 40 line Python script, and it downloaded it and synced the playback. So they had five or six people who were sat in the talk with laptops on.
Yeah.
And all the video was playing in sync.
They started the video off straight away and then asked people to join the video.
Yeah.
And everyone was just perfectly synced, you know, rather than everyone starting at the start of the video when they opened it, they opened it at exactly the same point everyone else was watching it.
And what apparently, from speaking to Thomas afterwards, they could have synced the video, they could have, you know, scrubbed through
and
it.
Brought everyone forward.
And everyone would have gone forward. I mean, how cool
it's
is
brilliant.
That?
People were holding their laptops up and they're all in perfect sync. It's brilliant.
It's just awesome. And you just,
I mean, there's a little bit of work to be done. You know, you don't have to type that great big 64-bit number in order to sync, but...
No, that's okay. I mean, that's just details, implementation detail, because they haven't been trying it yet. I mean, the thing I think is interesting, this kind of thing is the sort of thing that people like Real Networks have been trying to solve for ages. And it's nice there's now a free software implementation that's bolted to the rest of GStream.
The thing I never really realised until after the talk, we sat down with Thomas for a while and were just chatting to him, Thomas Vandersteel. And he was explaining how they made some of this stuff work. And, as an application developer with Jacosha, a lot of this stuff is hidden away, so you don't tend to think about it. You just think, okay, there's those clever guys in Barcelona, and they make this stuff happen, and then we can have it in our application. But that kind of stuff is really, really difficult to get going.
He was explaining some of the things that were just so difficult. You'd never even think about it, would you?
It's astonishing. So, yeah, much kudos to the GStreamer guys. What else did we see that was of any interest?
To be honest, after that, I was just so busy wobbling my windows and spinning my cube.
Shut up about spinning the damn
Sorry,
cube.
It's Ace.
I was busy wobbling my windows.
There was a Nokia party, which was just amazing.
Yeah, that was cool, because everyone assembled in this tent that we're in now, and there was a band on. There was John Palmieri and Lucas.
You were the only geek I actually knew before that could play an instrument. And I realise now that there's lots of geeks that can play instruments.
And they had one practice, and they were actually really good.
It's awesome, yeah.
They were playing this real funky jazz. It was like Blue Cat Matt jazz.
It was crazy.
It was. Matt would have loved it. We did get a kicking off J5, because we haven't yet got collaborative Jacosha. wanted to be able to practice over the internet before they showed up here.
The other thing, of course...
You'll have it sorted by the next quad, though, won't you?
Yes,
I think we should mention, you know, obviously we've concentrated on the good stuff and we've forgotten the crap. We should talk about his talk.
Johnny points at Ack, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
Now I'm sad. Now, what's wrong with my talk?
To be fair, Ack joined the Glitterati and the Lightning Talks. There was a bunch of interesting Lightning Talks. Ack was
and then there was X. Sorry, I'm just messing with you.
Well, I'm just shit now. I mean, it's not as if I wasn't really worried about it to begin with, you bastards.
I tell you what, when we were
Jack feels cool. What are you on about?
When we were sat down, we kept looking over it because Ack sat near the other Lightning Talk speakers, and you were absolutely shitting yourself.
I certainly was.
It didn't show.
It did. It completely showed. There was a massive neon light above his head saying, "I'm nervous," because I'm not entirely sure that Jack
not
feels actually
the talk.
Working.
Not during the talk, well, though.
No. During the talk's fine.
Yeah. There are two very important things about this, right? The first very important thing...
Oh, there's two, is there? Yeah. For a change.
There are two. For God's sake. It's nerve-wracking enough to stand up in front of the GNOME community and demonstrate some software you've written, but when you were still writing the software half an hour before the talk... It's never, and the other thing is, Mr. I'm so smug, I'm a good public speaker, Bacon, you were just as nervous before your talk, so shut the fuck up.
No,
I'm glad you liked my talk. Thank you.
No,
very
it
much.
Did. To be fair, he did. It was good, and people have been loving the Jack feel.
Yes,
so
a lot of interest in that.
And you
people
know,
suggestion widgets they want implemented.
Yes,
we thought that Ack did a good job, but we should talk about the other Lightning talks. They were really interesting.
There was some amazing stuff there.
I mean. Edward.
Try not to focus too much on the GStreamer ones. Everyone already knows we love the GStreamer.
They were all GStreamer ones,
but that's the thing. The three coolest, with the exception of yours, Zach, the three coolest talks that were up there, were all built on GStreamer.
PTB, Diva, and Eliza.
And Eliza.
It just shows what can happen.
GStreamer Myth TV.
When you have a framework that's a good framework, because you know, you hate frameworks, 8 points Ack. You hate frameworks, but this is an example of a framework really working well.
It's well built.
What creative people can do once they've got a good framework.
Yeah.
You know, Diva, Pitta V, awesome stuff. I've never actually seen it before. I've heard of it, obviously. Yeah. Never played with it. Just seeing what it could do is wow.
We've seen Pitta V before, and we've seen some screencasts of Diva.
Yeah.
Eliza was new. Eliza's this media box type thing.
Yeah.
And it's written in Python and uses GStreamer
and OpenGL.
And OpenGL. Well, it uses SDL.
Well, it's using Pygame and the PyOpenGL box.
No, it doesn't actually. That was the early prototype.
Because
I thought that as well. I thought it was
Pygame.
No, the early prototype was Pygame, and I was talking to them at the Fluendo booth, and they've using SDL now.
So Pygame is SDL, right? You do know that Pygame is the SDL back bindings.
End. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long before your Myth TV box gets replaced?
When it does TV.
It's got to be different. They go, it's really brilliant media box. It plays back video. The thing we're doing next is being able to record. And you think, I won't be using that just yet on my television.
But the thing is, if you look at...
it's still SVN, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool.
If you look at Myth TV, they're banging on at the moment about their next generation UI, which is all OpenGL driven.
Right.
And the Eliza guys have basically gone there and done that.
Yeah.
And they've got a really, really cool looking product. It's not there's some quirks in the interface that need fixing.
Myth TV have already done all the cool back end stuff.
Yeah.
And Eliza have already done the cool front end stuff. You can follow my train of thought here, can't
you? Yeah.
For God's sake, get them in the room together.
But the thing is, I mean, there's a lot of, not wanting to badmouth the Myth TV guys, but a number of people seem to have an often negative view of the Myth TV community. Regulars will know, I had my own running with them when I tried to contribute something to them. And the Eliza guys are absolutely cool.
Right.
They really are. Yeah. And so Eliza's a really exciting project.
Definitely. Amazing stuff, yeah.
Was there anything else in the Lightning Talks that really stuck out? There's a couple of interesting things, but they weren't demoed, so they didn't stand out in my mind.
Tell you what, those Lightning Talks were Lightning Talks, weren't they?
they were.
You got 5 minutes and that was it.
Yeah, that was it. Bloke,
our Lightning Talks, look, Radio Live, not very lightning, half really, half are they?
Barely lightning.
Tropical thunderstorm, really.
kind of a lightning keynote. David Trowbridge talked about Leaf Tag.
Leaf Tag, yeah.
And...
I think I might have missed that bit. I might be wobbling my windows.
Shut up about wobbling your damn windows. I mean, Leaf Tag, I think, is quite interesting as a thing. David presented it in quite a kind of quiet, low-budget way and didn't demo it, so it's a bit difficult to get a handle on it.
But demos make all the difference when you're doing
tagging,
presentation.
You know, Flickr, delicious-style tagging, tag clouds and folksonomies and all that shite for the GNOME desktop. So
did you say tag
things,
club?
Tag cloud.
Oh right, I thought the first rule of Tag Club is you don't talk of Tag Club.
You don't talk about Tag Club. on the GNOME T-shirt you are wearing, there is a tag cloud.
Is it? Just look for a website with the word beta in the corner and a gradient at the top, and you're bound to see a tag cloud.
You're bound to see a tag
cloud. On my manly chest.
And a folks on me, like off. But it's cool that it's going to be integrated into the desktop.
Guess what, listeners? We've got the one and only. It is the internet's Ted Hager.
It is.
From Novell Open Audio.
And that's plural possessive on internet. It's S apostrophe, not apostrophe S. It's an important distinction.
Bloody hell, I didn't think Americans knew that much about grammar.
English boarding school.
Ah, right.
That explains a few things.
It does, actually. So do the older boys
see you
just
again.
Line you all up and make you bend over and use you as a toast rack?
No, they didn't.
That's just
your
school.
You ended up in a lot of lineups there, Rack.
Really not my school.
How are you finding Guadec?
Boarding school.
How am I finding Guadec? Actually, you know what? I wanted to, because your listeners are going to be interested in like what's going on with the Lug Radio guys. And so,
and maybe
you know,
they're not, actually.
No, I think it should be reported, because, I mean,
okay,
I think the Spanish Sun is doing you guys, well, okay, so Jono's still bearded and pasty. I don't know how he's managed to do that.
Am I looking a bit healthier?
Your head aid has managed to stay in perfect tact. I don't know how you don't get it burned. But Ack is the one I'm just, like, amazed by, because in this beautiful Spanish climate, he has managed, his freckles have managed to flourish. I mean,
more
they're super abundant.
It's certainly am. It's fantastic. It's really nice and sunny.
No, it's walking freckle. It's not fantastic.
It is.
You just look like some kind of...
gorgeousness.
Some kind of accident, to be honest.
Moving on.
Some kind of genetic experiment gone wrong.
Excuse me.
And not only that.
We're not done yet. Hold on.
Not only that, but Axe sat here talking through Ted's tiny little mic, which is in Ted's posing pouch.
Shut up, Alibaba. we have to tell the Alibaba story.
No, we don't. We're talking to the internet's Ted Hager.
I think the Alibaba story is worthwhile because, I mean, no. What am I going to say here? This is the show's been fun. I mean, I've met a bunch of our hackers that I have not actually met face-to-face.
Yeah.
Aaron Bakover turns out to be 12.
Yep. Yes. quite a few of these hackers tend to be very young. Yeah. Bastards.
It's an amazing thing how young of a crowd they are.
He was quite funny because we interviewed him yesterday. And we were hanging out with him yesterday. He seemed quite a quiet chap. Nice guy. Quite quiet. But quite
quiet.
Well,
he gets a couple beers in him.
And then last night, had some beer.
He gets the strength and the humor of 10 men.
And he just turned into this party animal. It was really completely...
And of course, you two didn't, did you?
Well, no, but we're normally like it. Aaron Bond is quite a little nine-year-old, and suddenly he bought two beers in him, and it turns him right up to 11. It was
I suppose
mad.
That's because his mum and dad don't let him drink alcohol.
Mean to the Aaron.
So
the best thing at the show, though, so far, I got to say, was Robert Love's talk.
Oh,
packed house.
Really? Yeah. That's
really, really excellent.
Well, I mean, there wasn't much else on, really, was there?
No, I looked at the schedule.
I think you're all very mean to Jono. I thought Jono's talk was very good, but that was on yesterday's show. But
you were in Robert Love's talk with me, weren't you?
No, Hager's lying, because Hager was in my talk.
I was actually
indeed,
in Robert Love's talk.
I went to Jono's talk. I did not go to Robert Love's. Robert's one of our own Novell guys, and
I didn't
go to the talk.
I was witnessing some love. It was actually a good talk. Anyway,
it was mostly a pity thing. I listened to Last Rug Radio, and it was, you know, the large, soulful puppy dog eyes, the whole thing. It just made me say, I gotta go to Jono's talk.
I'd just like to...
You're going to have a pop at Robert Love again, aren't you?
I'd just like to set something right.
Oh, here we go.
In a previous episode, I inferred that Robert Love was some kind of... lech on society.
really?
It was all a feeble attempt to get people to my talk. And he kind of took me aside last night and said...
Give you a kick in the nuts.
What was all that about? He took it in very good spirit, so he's a bit of a dude.
Yeah,
it was great fun.
It's got to be said, John O'Bacon, ambassador for Lug Radio in the United Kingdom, Robert Love comes up to me and says, so, you know, do you want to tell me why you're a bit mean to me? And John O says... Because you're a cock.
Not just once as well.
Three times he said
that. He took it in the spirit
that
it was intended.
And Robert said, what else you got?
Yeah.
He took it in the spirit it was intended.
And then Joe Shaw used mad ninja skills to beat your head in. Least ninja guy alive.
So, yeah.
Now,
so
they're cool guys, actually, the Novell guys.
They were. Larry Ewing is a good bloke.
He is.
Well.
I'd never met him.
He's quite the dude, isn't he? And he's not like... He's surprisingly like got an air of maturity around him.
Yeah.
I certainly can't relate to it. I feel like asking him for advice.
Now, let's talk about your pants, okay?
Let's talk about you want to talk about
trousers.
My clothing situation.
No, this is the English version of pants. I'm not talking about some kind of trousers, right?
You've had an unfortunate incident, haven't you?
Yes.
You've been sat in the same skids for the last couple of days, haven't you?
There's been a bit of a luggage lossage.
You got all the way this is now about luggage. Aid says, so you've had an unfortunate accident with your pants. Nice.
Not in your pants.
So what happened? Tell our listeners what happened.
Well, So let's just make sure we get this out here as it is.
Okay.
I'm a dumbass. I brought my carry-on luggage, and I checked it for some stupid reason. I didn't want to deal with it in New York because I had to go through JFK. And apparently the people in New York didn't want to deal with it either because
they just left it there.
It's now in Atlanta.
Said, green
and
luggage.
You're in Spain.
Yeah. We'll just park that over there.
Do they know where it is?
Yeah. It's apparently here in Barcelona. But, you know, the Spanish, they'll get to it.
Yeah.
They'll bring it in.
Mañana.
Yeah.
just eventually get away.
But, no, you know, what's interesting is I still managed to supply somebody with vital essentials. Wow, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
I managed to supply David Reeveman. The dude behind XGL, with money. I gave him 50 euro because, well, I didn't give it to him. It's on loan.
Okay.
What's
the interest rate on that, by the way?
Listeners in Sweden for getting that money back. But he lost his wallet last night swimming in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And so.
Naked swimming in the Mediterranean, as I understand it.
Do you know, I
never leave your wallet on
then?
The beach.
What do you do? Tuck it under his sack and then go swimming.
Do you know, I was aimlessly wandering on the beach. Stumbling from block to block.
And then
I saw this bunch of pasty-looking people on the beach, and Dave Reeveman stood there half-naked, and I was thinking, you know, I was a little bit, I was thinking, I'll make you spin round.
So, the internet's Ted Hager.
Yep.
Tell us what you've liked about Guardek.
Well, I mean, first of all, you've got all these different people coming together here, and it's yeah, kind of cool that you got camaraderie. You know, you got different companies here. You got
is he the Italian kid?
What's that?
Camaraderie.
Shut up.
Maybe when you have funny stuff to say, then you can use the microphone again. but
that was a hell of a shooing, wasn't it, for Langridge?
Well, we've given it before.
You know, I can't use any of the swear words and things, therefore I have to go for something that's a little
Langridge,
bit more...
Langridge, you're a poopy head. So you've got to kind of resort to that sort of thing.
What were we talking about?
Aguadicus.
The camaraderie.
Yeah, the camaraderie is the cool thing. I mean, you got Novell guys, you got Ubuntu guys, all these people, who, you know, that deal with different distributions, that work in different parts of them and stuff, but they get together and they talk and they deal with you guys calling them the Internet's Joe Shaw or the Internet's this. Which by the way, that was the other thing that I thought was really good is actually listening to Joe Shaw's session on Beagle.
I've heard good things about that. I didn't see it myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the only problem with it is... I posted a picture on my blog, reverendted.wordpress.com.
Nice.
I posted a picture on my blog that is actually that shows the venue, and it's really weird because it's like there's books in cages.
In that room.
I just couldn't help but think to myself, it was Joe Shaw in the library with the lead pipe.
It does look like. Don't you think it looks like Monty Burns' office in The Simpsons?
Excellent.
Excellent. It's massive.
The
Beagle
search worked.
Fly monkeys, fly. So yes.
So those are the things I noticed about Guadic though that are cool. And this is my first time at Guadic too, so.
It's
there's
cool.
a very big social aspect to it as well. I mean, there's been a party every night so far, hasn't there? I mean, there was the party on the beach last night. It was excellent.
It was awesome last night.
That wasn't so much a party last night as it was a long, drawn out, unending.
Bearfest.
Yes, it just somewhere around 4 a.m. when the bus was supposed to be picking us up, and the French guy was puking over there in the corner. And you know, it was about that time that I said, you know, maybe coming down here for dinner because there wasn't dinner. Maybe that was a mistake.
Yeah.
No, it's been very good. So, we're gonna have to wrap it up because there's a G-streamer talk about to start, and I want to go over to it. So,
okay, fair enough.
Okay, on the show now we've got the Internet's Edward Hervey.
The Internet's Edward Hervey.
The Internet's Edward Hervey.
He's how are you doing, Edward?
Hello, the Internet.
We've just seen a 5-minute lightning talk
about Pitavi.
Yes.
And Pitavi rocks a bollocks.
Very impressive.
It does actually. Yeah. It's really, really cool.
So tell us about Pitavi and what you want to do with it.
Well, since the last time you interviewed me, nothing much just changed in the interface. I've been spending most of my time hacking on the underlying layers, like fixing GStreamer, GNonlint, or, you know, like certain projects like, what's
what
the name
it
of
be?
It, Jakosha?
And credit where credit's due to the man, he's done a brilliant job.
Yeah, it has to be said, there's not been that much progress on Pitavi because we've monopolised all of his time for Jakosha.
Yeah.
But anyway, and right now, I mean, it's getting at a nice level. In fact, as you can see, like, using GStreamer and GNonlint, Pitavi is rock solid.
Yeah.
Some other video editors are still... It's not fun for the others. And they should be using GNonlint. But anyway...
What's Jakosha's excuse, by the way?
What? What, for not being a video editor?
You're built on GStreamer and all the rest of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not rock solid.
No, we're not rock solid, but that's not GStreamer's fault.
Okay.
That's some bugs in the code.
Got to bear in mind that Edward's a genius and we're all shit.
Yeah, there is that.
Anyway, Edward, tell us where you're going with Pitavi.
Where are we going? So, everything underneath is rock solid. I still have, like, I'd say a month or two of hacking underneath, polishing stuff up, and then it's all on the UI. So...
Are there any big features that are going to be coming in soon? Or
excuse me?
Any big features that are going to be coming in soon?
Big features. Well, we're going to start with the classic. Cut, move, resize.
Sure.
The effects, of course.
Yeah.
Have some fade in, fade out. All the funky effects there's already in GStreamer. And from that point on, we'll see. I'd say the big problem right now is the UI.
Right. It's
definitely the UI. I mean, working both on GStreamer and the UI at the same time, it's kind of
exhausting. Yeah.
For audio editors, speaking as a Jakosha hacker, we plan on putting LADSPA plugins in. Is there something like LADSPA for video editing?
Well, we have the
something that does fades and everything.
Effect TV plugins.
Oh, right. So there are some pre-existing plugins. You'd have to write them all.
Right. Exactly. But what I'm also thinking about is doing some Python plugins. I mean, actually allowing to create GStreamer plugins in Python so that you could quickly call some other Python module which does some processing and you know create your plugin very quickly in Python.
Just in case I'm stupid, I thought you could already write GStreamer elements in Python.
Yeah, you can write the elements. That's for sure. But actually having plugins which you can have in the registry and any other application can use. Only PTV but also Jakarta or Totem or whatever.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Obviously, we've seen GStream has gone through the different revisions and you know went from 0.8 to 0.10, which is what everyone's using now. How much have you seen GStreamer improve as it's gone towards 0.10? What kind of areas is it getting better for video specifically?
I say synchronization.
Yeah.
Thread safety. For video specifically or for video editing?
Like just for like video editing or the kind of application like PTV or Diva or Jakarta. How do you think that 0.10 is going to be better? Because it's definitely better for doing applications like that than ever before, it seems.
Well, I mean, I've been giving a lot of feedback, like hacking on PTV during 0.8, and Wim has been really great on that in the new API, the 0.10.
Yeah.
He's made it such that there's actually the notion of segments,
right?
So, which is essential for editing, for nonlinear editing. I think that's the most important part. And then afterwards, the fact that the new way threads are handled in core really helps.
Yeah,
it's so much snappier.
So, I mean, for our listeners who don't know, GNonlin is a bunch of elements for creating nonlinear applications. A bunch of GStream elements, so you can create applications like PTV and Jakarta. Would you say that for 0.10, it's easier to create something like GNonlin than before? I mean, could you create GNonlin theoretically for 0.6, for example? You know,
it'd be a pile of hacks. Seriously,
that's what I
suspected. It was already a pile of hacks in 0.8, and we made it such that you know we moved the hacks. I mean, we fixed it downstream, and then now it was possible to do a nice GNonlin, and it's much better.
That's cool.
I have a GNonlin story. Last night here at Guadic, we were at the Fluendo party.
Oh dear!
And
yes,
I spoke to Wim. Yes. I spoke to Wim Taimans, the world's largest genius. Right?
He's cool.
Very, very, very clever man. And we were talking about GNonlin, and he said, "Yeah, I think GNonlin is brilliant." Once I sat down and tried to write something like GNonlin, and I couldn't do it. This is Wim Taimans. So he thinks you're brilliant. He pays your wages as well, I think. But
not Wim, but it's Julien. But I mean, he also pays the bill for the beers, so that's fine. No, but in fact, to continue the story, Wim in fact started GStreamer in order to do a video editor, and so now I'm actually doing the work.
Nice.
Events like Guadic, I mean, how much does it increase the number of people who are contributing? I mean, once you get an event like Guadic, do you get a lot more people interested and a lot of people wanting to contribute? Does it help energize or?
Yeah, there's. I definitely get a lot more feedback.
Yes.
A lot more people trying it right after Guadic. I'd say the hard part is actually, you know, keeping them.
Sustainable.
Making them carry on.
Making them submit bugs.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, those damn Jakarta hackers. But anyway, really, that's what I'm looking for here at Guadic, is to find some people who are interested in PTV. It's Python easy for UI stuff. I'm taking care of all the underlying GStreamer, GNonlin and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Apart from finding PTV UI hackers, what else have you done at Guadic? What have you thought was good?
What else was good? Apart
from the Fluendo party.
Getting completely battered on the beach courtesy of Fluendo last night was good, I thought. But
yeah, sleeping on the beach, but I guess that's not part of...
you were one of the ones who slept on the beach, yeah?
Yeah. That's why
you nuts.
That's why he smells everywhere.
You were nearly sleeping on the beach, by the way.
I was not.
You were? You missed the bus.
Well, but we got a lift home with an enormous Frenchman.
We got the fun bus back.
One of you didn't survive, nearly. Anyway, we're getting off the topic.
What else was nice? Of course, your talk. The Jakarta talk. I think it impressed quite a few people.
Cool, that's what we like.
Nah, didn't see it personally.
Nah. Well, that's because you're a scumbag.
And
I heard it was
really
good.
Some good things are coming up, like this evening. There's a party.
Yeah.
There's in fact a concert, like live music.
Yeah.
Guadic.
Wow. It's going to be cool.
Is it the Nokia party?
Yeah. It's the MAMO 1 year party.
Ah, yeah.
The reason why I'm saying this is that one Edward Hervey appears to be playing bass in the band that's playing tonight.
Superb. So,
and you're playing with, who else is in the band? J5's in the band, isn't he?
J5, lead singer, David Madeley.
Yeah, Madeley's playing the sax, isn't he?
The sax.
Leave it. Just leave it, all right?
There's also Robert McQueen, Lucas Rocher
cool.
On the drums. And Carlos, I always forget his last name.
The Jackal?
At the guitar.
Nice one.
From cool. Madrid.
So, it's yeah, the Guadec nice. Band. What are you playing? Are you playing original music or covers?
I can't tell you.
Ah, cool.
They need to play Jack's Playing Ball.
They need to play the Free Software song over and over and over again.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
So, thank you very much for talking to us.
Cool. Just before you go, tell us where to find out more about PDV so people can go and help out.
The PDV website, pdv.org, or you just put PDV in Firefox and it'll lead you straight to it.
Do you want to spell that for our less discerning users?
Exactly. It's PITIVI.
Cool. Fantastic. Thank you very
much. Thanks, Edward. Take care.
Thanks very much, Edward.
Take care.
See ya.
Cheers. End of day two at Guadec.
Let's do the letters.
Let's not do the letters. We promised a show
a
day.
We have no letters.
We've got no kippers either. We promised a quick show. You've got two interviews in there. We're going to keep it short and sweet. Keep it tuned.
Keep going to lugradio.org because we're attempting to bring
these
out.
We're determined to do a show a day.
Pretty much the day after the day around lunchtime, yep. GMT, we're going to aim to get the show out. So
GMT.
And also, we should thank our mirror maintainers because they've really jumped in once again.
Yes. Yeah.
That is actually high, because I was a bit worried that we just have audio at lugradio.org and that was it, because we're putting out five shows in a week, for God's sake.
So
everyone has stepped up to the plate and we are very appreciative. Thank you very much, Mirror Maintainers.
Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.